Blog Talk Radio.
I
just 1 second here. She was on the air. I spoke to her earlier. And right now, she may have, maybe she'll be calling back in. But while I'm looking for, waiting for her to call back in again because she was on the air, I am going to give you a read a scripture. My grandson, who's almost 3 years old in another month, what he did was he pulled out the children's Bible, and when his mom came to pick him up, he left it open. And I'm going to read to you quickly until Miss Bell comes back on the line and just read that to you. He left open Genesis, and this is a children's book, Genesis 28:15. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. So that's what God, when he promises something, he's definitely going to give us and fulfill that promise. And also at the bottom where it explains, you know, when you're talking to children, you're talking to their language. It says, don't have to be afraid. Don't have to be afraid in the night or in the day. When I sleep, my God awakes. He watches over me. He knows he loves me. I know he's here with me. I know he cares for me, and he is watching over me. So just know that God is always there with you. Whatever you're going through, he's watching you. So that message is from my grandson, Josiah. And let me see if Miss Bell is back on the phone again. Hello? You may have gotten disconnected, and right now I'm trying to hope that she will call back in again.
Mary.
Bill? Yes.
Yes.
Did you were disconnected?
I don't know. I could hear you guys, but you couldn't hear me. That was strange.
Mm-hmm.
Really
strange.
All of a
sudden, you were no longer on the... I didn't see you at all. I know something happened when I first started the show. I hesitated, so please forgive me, audience, for hesitating, but something just odd showed up, and maybe that's what happened all at the same time when you were no longer where I saw you at the beginning. But anyway, we're
okay.
Not going to delay the show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
Here you are, and it's all yours.
Thank you so much. And I tell you, I'm so excited about this opportunity tonight. And I want to thank you, Ms. Hollis, for allowing me to touch the women in your group. I really hope that I have inspired at least one person to really consider the benefits of having a home-based business, because it's a fact that if you don't have a home-based business, you're paying way, way, way too much in taxes. Congress has approved major tax breaks specifically for home-based business owners because they know that there's never going to be enough jobs for all of us in the United States. So they want you to figure out how you can hire yourself and work from home. Now, because home-based businesses play such an important role in stimulating and supporting the American economy, the tax laws are in your favor. And believe it or not, Uncle Sam is willing to pay you to run a home-based business. And that's what we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. I also want the audience to know that the tax benefits to home-based business owners tend to change frequently. But the good news is when they do change, they just seem to get better and better and better for home-based business owners. So if you do not have a home-based business, you are losing out on all these huge legal tax deductions. And that's what we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks. Now, the first week I just gave you some information with hopes to inspire you to really find something that you can get passionate about. It has to be a service, or it has to be a product, or you can be a consultant if you have experience or knowledge about some type of product or service or something that people could benefit from and are willing to pay you. So we talked about that. And I also shared with you something that I learned after working with home-based business owners for the last 35 years. I worked with some very successful people. Most of them had million-dollar home-based business. Some of them were more successful than others. I think the one that had the most success was a friend out in California that I worked with. She started her home-based business at age 54. Her husband had passed away, and he helped her get the business started, in fact. They worked side by side for about 5 years. But let me tell you, she's been doing that home-based business now for over 20 years, and her business now is worth $13 million. She has a good life. You know, when she travels, she goes away for a month at a time. She just puts an X through the calendar and says, I'm not here, and her business runs like clockwork. So I've had the privilege of working with a lot of very successful home-based business, and there is so many bright futures out there that can happen when you choose to become a home business owner as well. The other thing that I shared on our call last week was 7 steps that I learned as I observed many of these million-dollar home-based business owners work their businesses. It was 7 steps that seemed to work when you really concentrate on being successful. And most people never hear this because they just start their business, they don't reach out for coaching, and they don't have a mentor. And many times the businesses that they take are somewhat lonely. But what I want to share with you tonight is what we talked about in more details on the conference or the radio show last week. So I highly encourage you to go on the blog site for the next chapter and listen to these 7 exceptional steps to get you down the path of success in an accelerated fashion if you do these. The first one, if you could write these down, you'll know what to look for when you go on the blog. The first step is you have to identify your why. Why do you want a home-based business? Not because I said you should have one. You have to decide that you want to do this, and you have to have a why that's bigger than you, something that's going to compel you to get up out of the bed when it's cold and when it's raining outside, you know, and really work your business and even go out in that rain and that snow or that hot weather and do what you need to do to be successful. The second step is that you have to convince yourself that you can be successful. So the second step is belief. How will you instill belief that you can be successful in the business you choose? The third step is about earnings. If you choose to provide a service or sell a product or be a consultant, you have to figure out through research what can you earn per hour, for the month, you know, for the year, and what are the actions that are needed for you to generate that kind of earnings. And then the next step is to determine how you will run that business. Is it a consulting business? Are you selling products? You got to put it to paper. You know, what are the steps from A through Z that you need to take to be able to generate revenue from that particular home business? And then you have to evaluate the tools. Do you already have the right tools to be successful in the business you choose, or what tools would you need to invest in to make sure that you achieve your success? Then the next step, most new business owners skip over because they say they're too busy and they don't have time to take on training and attend events that are relevant to the business that you are choosing. But training keeps you fresh, helps you identify things you should start doing, stop doing, or continue doing based on the new skills and knowledge you gain. Excuse me. The last step is very important as well. You have to celebrate. And early on, those celebrations are really small steps. things like treat yourself to a nice lunch and then maybe a dinner with your husband or significant other or, I'm sorry, I know you don't have husbands at this moment, but significant friends or somebody to help you achieve success. But celebration is really critical. And then you start again with, you know, clarifying your why. Your why may have changed after you achieve some success or even failure. And you just keep working those seven steps in a cycle. So I just want you to go on the blog and get more details on those seven steps because it could really help you get your business off to what we call an accelerated start. So, Ms. Hollis, I heard you say you had some questions for me.
Yes. Now, you've been mentioning about these businesses that have been very successful, home-based business. Could you give us some names of some of them, or what type of businesses these are? These businesses are, so we can feel that, you know, maybe there's something that we might be interested in right now could work.
Well, there's a lot of direct sales companies out there and network marketing companies that I highly recommend because they teach you the skills that you need. They inventory the products that you might choose to sell, so you don't have to invest a lot of money to get started. And some of those companies, I mentioned L'Allure Fashions, which is based out of Atlanta. L'Allure, L-A-L-U-R-E, is one. There's another great company called MyEcon, and this is a company that will help you understand your personal finances and how to make sure you are preparing for the future. Once you learn that, you can share that message with others and build an incredible home-based business opportunity through MyEcon.com as well. If you are looking for something to do from your home, there are companies out there that hire people to work at home, and there's some major corporations that are downsizing and outsourcing and looking for people who are willing to work from home. And the company I mentioned last week, I'll mention again because it's the number one company that works with some Fortune 500 companies through independent home-based business owners, and that's called Arise Virtual Solutions, Inc., Arise, A-R-I-S-E, Virtual Solutions. And they work for companies like Lowe's and Sears, all those companies who have customer service centers. They no longer have facilities for those. They hire people to take those customer service calls from their home, and they pay really good. They do train you to take those calls. Another one of those companies is called Prosperity America. There's a quality contact solution. There's a Veterans Call Center, LLC. So there's several companies out there that are looking for dependable people that are interested in working from home, and they'll set you up, they'll provide the training, and help you get established. Now, if you're looking for something that is a little bit more adventurous that could get you out of the house, the home-based business would be using your home to take care of your administrative activities. But you could do things like Uber, Texas service, has really hit the planet now and taking on those cab drivers. You heard about Uber, right?
Yes. I have some
if you have
people
a
are doing.
Right. I think if you have a nice car and you want to turn that into a taxi, Uber is really, really growing. And it doesn't take a whole lot to get qualified to be an Uber driver. Think about all the senior citizens who need to get back and forth to the hospital or the doctor's office and all of those things. That's a great home-based business. I've certainly consulting. I have a whole list of things, dog walkers. You have to look creatively at what's happening around you, what services are needed by the baby boomers in particularly, and figure out how you can service them. One is piano lessons, if you're talented in that way. What about teaching senior citizens how to use their iPads and tablets? You know, I would pay for somebody to help me with that. Tutoring kids, going grocery shopping once or twice a month for senior citizens, washing cars, Oh, let's see, photo albums. Now, this is something I don't hear many people doing, but everybody's got all these wonderful pictures in their phone, but they never get them out. Figure out how to make photo albums in your home for people that have a need, you know, for capturing that. So that, you know, there's a lot, and you can just search home-based businesses on the Internet, and you'll get a whole laundry list of things to pick from as well. What about another question, Ms. Hollis?
Okay. Yes, I have a caller who's interested in asking you a couple of questions. Let me bring her on.
Okay.
Just 1 second here. All of a sudden, she is there. I don't know what is happening tonight, so please excuse me. I'm going to let you answer. There she is. Okay, here we go. Caller, you're on the air.
Thank you. I have a question for Everton.
Okay.
I hear that Uncle Sam would pay you to run a home-based business. Is that true, and how is that possible?
Well, thank you for asking that very important question. Well, Uncle Sam will ask you to do three things, and if you meet these three qualifications, he will be willing to either send you back the taxes that you're already paying for having a home-based business, or if you're not working on a job, then the taxes that you'll pay from the profits that you earn from your home-based business, he will return those to you. And those three things are: you have to work your business on a regular and consistent basis. And first of all, you have to establish a name and an EIN, an employee identification number, so that he knows that you want to get paid. Once you do that, work your business on a regular and consistent basis. Number two, you have to be trying to produce a profit. He didn't say make a profit, but be working to achieve a profit, and then keep good records. You have to have documentation to prove that you have a business and you're working it, like customer orders and all of those things. And then he will give you that money back that you've paid in taxes, and there's a whole lot, probably over 200 to 300 different tax deductions that you can apply for. Thank you for asking that great question. Do you have another one?
Yes. How much on the average would it take to run a business from home?
You know, that's going to vary. That's another great question. It's going to vary based on what you choose to do. If you're consulting, you know, it may not require as much, but if you're selling a tool or a product or something like that, it could vary. But on average, it would cost around $300 to $400 a month in expenses to run a home-based business. And again, you'll have... it's easy, you know, to accumulate enough in tax deductions to offset those expenses. But to get started, you can expect to spend less than $500 a month, you know, based on your choice, which is a really easy way to get off, you know, to a big business, when the average return that you could get at the end of the year just from your taxes alone is going to be anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, you know, if you keep good records and follow the guidelines established by the Internal Revenue. So, again, a great question. Thank you for asking.
Okay, thank you
May
so
I
much.
May I ask another question?
Excuse me?
May I ask another question?
Yes.
On the website, on the MyEcon website, do you have a business card maybe that you can give us that website number off of, that website off of? I'd like to.
MyEcon, I think you would go to myecon.com to search for that information. I don't have that exact in front of me, but it's myecon.com to search for that particular opportunity, which is a phenomenal one.
Thank you.
So thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. They were very good questions. I
mm-hmm.
have two more. Now, Ms. Bell, our time is
mm-hmm.
running out. If
okay.
you can 2 minutes on each question for me.
Okay, I'll do
now,
my best.
Now, you are a co-author with Donna Reed Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And she is one of the people that you mentioned at the beginning. And I also, when I introduced you, I also mentioned that you were a co-author. And she
mm-hmm.
has made $4.2 million in 20 months. How did her earning change? How does she do that? And the last question would be, what books or tools do you recommend that will help clarify a successful home-based launch, business launch?
Okay. All right. Well, I'll do my best. First of all, Donna built an Avon business. And in Avon, you can sell products and you can also recruit and train other representatives. And that's what she did. She really well. She sold products, but she only sold about $10,000 in products herself. But she recruited, she has probably about 1,600 people in her downline, which is, and they're each selling around $8,000 to $10,000 a piece. And that's how her volume got up to $4 million in 20 short months. She was on a mission. She recruited a lot of people and taught them how to sell just lipsticks and bubble baths. Her earnings grew what we call exponentially or accelerated. And her, they just blew up. They went from $62 a month. When her first check came out, it was $62. But by the end of her fifth year, her monthly checks were $16,000 a month. So when you hear me say that successful people in this industry, their annual income can become their monthly income, she's a perfect example of that. So she really accelerated her success. And to answer your question about the book, I highly recommend that you buy her story that I helped her write. It's called Accelerated Success, Donna Reed Mitchell. You can purchase it from Mrs. Hollis. I'm going to be sending her copies because I know she's going to be seeing you guys here pretty soon. And this book will take you through those seven steps that will apply to any home-based business, and you'll be inspired by the method that she chose to achieve her level of success. So thank you, Ms. Hollis, for giving me an opportunity to answer those quick and important questions. And, again, thank you so much for exposing me to your audience.
Well, thank you so much. And I'm looking now to see if there's anyone anyone has any more questions, and it doesn't appear to be. I guess all our listeners just listen to all the good information that you have given us in the last three sessions, three shows, and it has been great, and I'm definitely going to look at some of those tips that you indicated so I can become more successful in my endeavor. So thank you so much. I have learned a lot, and I hope the audience have done as well about starting a home-based business, something that they have admiration to just get started on something, had it in their mind, but just wouldn't go forth with it. Maybe this has encouraged them to do so because you start off with a low salary, but as you work hard and build, you probably can be able to accomplish, I hope that could accomplish that $14.2 million in 20 months.
Absolutely.
Are you even close to it? But anyway, whatever you decide to do, just, you know, you have to work hard at it. I mean, it's not easy starting a business and making it successful. It takes. So thanks once again, and, yes, you'll be getting those books to me. Our anniversary is in 2 weeks, and I'll just put them on display and see if anyone is interested in purchasing any of them. We'll go from there and hoping that, you know, if anyone else decides to want, you know, more copies, we'll get back in touch with you. But thank you so much for spending the last three shows and giving us this, all these good information to feed our minds and soul with. So thanks again, and more success for you as well. But also, I know that we're going to be talking some more, Ms. Bell, because there's some things that you're going to be working with me with as far as writing our book, but we'll talk about that at another time.
All right,
I just want to mention one thing, two announcements, because we only have one more minute. I want everyone that's all of our widows that's on the air, please get ready for our 12th anniversary and bring another widow.
We want the Montez Dining Hall to be filled with widows, and we want to be there to encourage them and show them how the next chapter, what the next chapter is all about. And the other thing is to have a happy Labor Day weekend. Be safe and enjoy it. Don't stay at home. I'm going to be staying at home because I'm going to be doing some studying. But anyway, enjoy your weekend and tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great one.
Now I'm knowing, and it's showing. I see.